Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about weeping due to fear of Allah, weeping out of fear of Allah. This is one of the great virtues within Islam. In fact, it's been alluded to in the Holy Quran in many places. For example, in one place of the Holy Quran, we read the following: when the signs of the All-Beneficent were recited to them, they would fall down weeping in prostration. إِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. This also coincidentally and parenthetically alludes to the virtue of prostration as well. And in another blessed verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: weeping, they fall down on their faces, and it increases them in humility. Which again, indicates the virtue of weeping out of fear of Allah, and also the virtue of humility. Of course, these verses in particular don't necessarily allude to weeping out of fear of Allah specifically. They could also be a reference to weeping out of the love of Allah, for the love of Allah, or also weeping due to, you know, a sense of amazement at the power of Allah and so on and so forth. But they do allude to the fact that weeping in general, as a reaction of, you know, a physical reaction to a certain emotion that we feel when we come, face to face with the greatness of Allah, regardless of whether that emotion is fear or is something else, is irrelevant here. But it does allude to this virtue. In this connection, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alludes to this, where he said, "Blessed is a face upon which Allah gazes while it is weeping for a sin out of fear of Allah the Exalted, and no one else knew about that sin but him." Right. So here, yes, in this hadith specifically, the Prophet alludes to the virtue of weeping out of the fear of Allah, you know, when someone commits a sin. And, you know, this, especially if no one knew about this sin except that person, this weeping becomes even more sincere. Because, you know, the person's not weeping because he's ashamed in front of other people and so on and so forth. It increases the virtue of that weeping. Again, in another hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following during the farewell sermon. This is part of the sermon that the Prophet mentioned in Ghadir on his way back from his final pilgrimage, the last sermon of the Holy Prophet. He said, and he whose eyes shed tears for the fear of Allah, he will have for every drop of his tears a reward equivalent to the size of Mount Uhud, which will be added to the balance of his good deeds. And the Prophet also said the following: seven people will be in the shade of the throne of Allah the Exalted, when no shade will avail but his. And a man who remembered Allah the Exalted alone, and his eyes flooded with tears out of fear of Allah. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at weeping and its virtue, weeping out of the fear of God and its virtue, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.